Good evening. Oh my goodness, I'm so glad to have you guys on my contact list. I know you guys are awesome. Okay, this is my first podcast. It's my first, and I'm so glad. Thanks to the person that urged me, to start podcast. I'm so very happy and grateful to the person. Okay, maybe some of you still don't know my name. Some might know me through the online store I anchor, which is SGM Ventures, and some might know me through some other means. But get to know me, I am Bolaji Taiwo Oyindamola. Okay, we won't talk much today since it's my first time, doing a podcast. But then would say certain things. Okay. What should we talk about? Let's talk about benevolence. Let's talk about generosity. Let's talk about kind-heartedness. Let's talk about large-heartedness. I think they are all those words as synonymous one way or the other. Okay, in life, especially the generation that we are now, our own generation, this 21st century, we are still 21st century, right? I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay, I got to notice that many people tend to be generous for fame, or better put, for showmanship. While some, their generosity are inbuilt, it came with them. They just can't help seeing someone suffer in one way or the other, and have the capability to help either through their words, through their actions, through their thoughts, and they won't find that they can't just do it. Why many people have this generosity of a thing, got into them as a result of actions, or should I say generous acts too, that has been, done unto them by some other people. So that too would make them to know the importance of generosity, and they also would adopt the act of generosity. But then, many people feel being generous is something that is a huge advantage to the person being acted upon. I hope you get the expression. The person you're showing the generosity towards, many people feel, especially the doers, people that are showering the generosity, they feel it's such a great advantage for them to do such to those people, because it's such a huge advantage to them too. But little did they know that mostly when you're generous, when you're kind-hearted, when you're benevolent, you are at a more advantaged level, or you are at more advantaged phase. You are the one that gets more benefits from it, but you don't know. I listened to a news one time. I think it was on television. No, was it on television? No, it was on the radio. So, 5G FM, most people know it, especially Gaussians. So, as the newscaster was, reading the news from the newspaper, he said something that caught my attention, and I couldn't concentrate any longer. I just had to listen and pay full attention. 100% attention to it. He said that there is an Oyibo man Yep. Like a white man. That white man said he got to notice something. But he said he just can't say whether it's science or not. But the thing is, he noticed that the more you give, the more evil or bad things are scraped from you, and the more benefits you get, and you tend to get things you give out in folds. He said it. He said he doesn't know. That he doesn't know why it's like that. That he's trying to make an experiment. You know the whites, you know how they are, you know who they are. They are so, you know, they're so inquisitive, they are so curious about knowledge. They want to know, you know, what is this? What made this? They want to know everything. They're so inquisitive. So he said he couldn't just, he had made so many experiments. He couldn't just come to a conclusion that this is what made people that gives get more. He doesn't know. But you know, especially coming down to Africa, coming down to Nigeria, so to say, many people think, especially the doers, they feel that once they give somebody something, they are doing the person such a huge favor. True, it may be a huge favor on the person's part, but then you're doing yourself a huge favor. Now let us come to the religious aspect of it. We're taught in Islam, and I know it's in the what's it called, Bible too, that charity, so to say, or being generous, being kind, wards off evil. That's the truth. It's so much authentic. It's so much authentic, especially when it's been done with no showmanship, with pure hearts. It's so much authentic. You don't do it because, oh, I want my friend to know that I have this, I have that, and I can even give people out of it. No! You don't do it for people to praise you. You do it with the fear that what if you were to be in such a situation as the person? You do it with the fear that God... Okay, now I'm talking about the religious aspect. Now you do it with the fear that God is watching me. He was the one that bestowed this onto me. If he doesn't bestow it onto me, I would get it. I might also be in the same shoe as this person that really needs the help now. Okay, let me stop on this. I think we should continue some other day. Thank you. Catch you on my next episode. I still remain Bola Jitaiwo Indamalasana. Good morning. This is Bola Jitaiwo Indemola Asanat. For those of you just listening to my podcast for the first time, I am Bola Jitaiwo Indemola Asanat. Oh my God, came to feel the weather. Okay, this is Harmattan season. And everywhere is kind of cold and dry. But I know you still love it, right? Compared to the sunny season, wherever we just be like so hot. Okay, today, on my podcast, the episode today, we're going to be talking about different types of love with different types of relationships. I know many of you are gonna hear new things today about love and relationships, different types of love for different types of relationships. Love can be defined in a single line, meaning an affection and care without any insecurity. Well, I can further explain it that love is when you are happy for the other person's happiness, even if they are not with you. It's when you are by yourself, but you wish the best for the other person. Love is powerful, strong, and lovely. There is nothing like fake love. Only true love exists. It's either it's love or something else. Love is good, not bad. truthful, not deceitful, compassionate, not indifferent, caring, not phlegmatic, real, not feigned, amazing, not disgusting, pleasing, not an eyesore. That is what love is. So good, right? Yes. According to researchers, there are different types of love. Some classify love as four types, that is in ancient Greek. Meaning, ancient Greek classified love in four places. Firstly, they said, we have a type of love called storge love. They said this type of love is a kinship or familiarity love. They also called another love as philia. They said this type of love is friendship and or platonic desire. Another love called eros, which is defined as a sexual and or romantic desire. And the last but not the least of the classes of love by Greek ancients is agape. It is a self-emptying or divine love. Agape is a self-emptying or divine love. I know most of us have read these types of love before, but as for me, I'm not gonna lie. I've heard of agape. I've heard of philia. I don't know that romantic love is called eros. Now I know. Okay, let's move on. There are other people that also classified love in seven places. But before we go to that, the ancient Greeks said that this last love, which is agape love, is referred to as pure ideal type of love. That is the agape love, which is the self-emptying or divine love, is said to be the pure ideal type of love rather than the physical attraction suggested by eros. Eros, you know, that eros is the one that we talked of, it being a romantic love. Yep. So they said agape love is the purest or the ideal type of love rather than that of physical affection or love suggested or displayed by eros or eros. just accept it that way. Yep. So I said earlier that some also classified theirs in seven places. Now, number one is eros. They said it is the love of the body. This type of love illustrates sexual attraction, physical desire towards others, and a lack of control. I hope you're following. Philia. Philia is an affectionate love. An affectionate love is philia. Storge. Storge is the love of the child or platonic. Storge is the love of the child or platonic. Agape. Agape is selfless love. Agape is a selfless love. Ludus. Ludus is a playful love. Ludus is a playful love. Pragma. Pragma is a long-lasting love. Pragma is a long-lasting love. And philousia is the love of the self. Philousia is the love of the self. So those are the seven types of love some people classified love as. Now, people, you would have known the type of love that you have with some set of people. But for you to know more about this type of love, let us ride on. It is said the highest form of love is agape love. This love transcends all others. It is not dependent on the other person to do or to be anything. Agape love, I reiterate, agape love transcends all others. It is not dependent on the other person to do or to be anything. Oh my God, you can see the wonders of love. Let's move on. Now to relationship. This is the way in which two or more people or things are connected, or the state of being connected. Well, today I will base my discussion on interpersonal relationship. Interpersonal relationship refers to the association or connection, interaction and bond between two or more people. There are many different types of relationships, that is, interpersonal wise. This section would focus on four types of the relationships. They are the family relationships, the friendships, acquaintanceships, and romantic relationships. Let me take that again. This section would focus on four types of love, four types of relationships. This section would focus on four types of relationships, that is, family relationships, friendships, acquaintanceships, and romantic relationships. Okay, to talk of family relationships, we're taught in social studies back then in primary school, in elementary classes, and early days in our secondary school that a family is what? A family is a set of people that is related by blood or marriage. If you can still remember the definition. Okay, the family can be so wide, but we'll not really go in depth today. We have nuclear family, we have extended family, we have compound family. I think compound family is also extended family, or compound family is even more, more wide. It is wider compared to extended family. But in the nuclear family, the mix up of the wife, the husband, and the children, that is the father, mother, and the children. The type of love, now I'm linking it now. The topic is the types of love and the types of relationship. So that is the type of love that exists in different types of relationship. The type of love that exists between the father and mother is in two ways. Eros love. Eros was the type of love that we talked of. To be what? To be a sexual or romantic desire. Eros love would surely ensue between the father and the mother. You understand? Platonic love, which is also the filial love, would also exist between them. Then depending on character, depending on attitude, moral values, agape love can also ensue between them. Between the parents, which is the father and mother, and the children, they will have agape love, they can have playful love, they can have pragma love, they can have sturge love, they can have filial love. But it is very rare for Eros love to ensure between parents and their children. If Eros as a love is ensuring between parents and children, something is definitely wrong. That is when we hear of situation whereby some father, befriending their daughters, impregnating them, raping them. We have some mothers having romantic relationships with their son. It's very bad. It's absurd. It's an abomination. So Eros love shouldn't ensue between the parents and the children. Now let's talk about the children. Like, in most cases we'll say the children, themselves, they are siblings. So between the children, agape love can ensue between them. Filial love can ensue between them. Financial love can issue between them. Ludo's love can issue between them. Pragma love can issue between them. Sturge love can issue between them. But Eros love too shouldn't issue between them. If Eros love is issuing between them, something is definitely wrong and extremely amazed. Now, going forth about the family. When we move from nuclear family to extended family, you will be having your aunts, uncles, nieces, cousins, you know, grandparents, both maternal grandparents, paternal grandparents, you know, having a wide family, stepsisters, stepdaughters, stepsons, stepmothers, stepfathers, mother-in-law, father-in-law, other relatives. In most cases, these types of love is usually, you know, platonic love that would ensue between them, or filial love, agape love can ensue between them, filial love can ensue between them, storge love can ensue between them, but it's rare for Eros love to also ensue between them. Eros love can only ensue when we're talking of, you know, between your stepfather and your mother, or your stepmother and your father. Some cousins to get married to themselves, so Eros love can ensue between them too. But Eros love shouldn't ensue between you and your niece, between you and your cousin, between you and your nephews. I think that's that for family. For friendships, okay, friends. They said friends are like rainbows. They help brighten one's day. Really? Okay. We have different types of friends. We have some friends, they are intimate friends. We have some friends, they are casual friends. We have some people, they are like, they are friends, but they are like accountability partners. There are people that you may not really be close with them, but when you have certain issues, perhaps you need an advice, perhaps you need, you know, something bothering you, perhaps they are like just like counselors to you. Maybe when it comes to academics, they are the one, when you have issues, you talk to them. When it comes to like, okay, your business, you talk to them, they give you advices, they give you, when it comes to your self-development, you talk to them. Those ones, you know, you may not really be close to them. They are accountability what? Partners. Well, it depends. In the long run, perhaps it has been predestined that, okay, in the long run, you would marry your accountability partner. Then Eros love can ensue. But in most cases, Eros love shouldn't ensue. All other love can be seen there. Agape, philia, philautia, platonic, storge. But in the case where we've seen Eros love ensuing between accountability partners, then it means they want to get married to themselves. Well, it's not bad. Then intimate friends. You know, you may have intimate friends. They may be they may be people of the same sex or people of opposite sex. They are people that, you know, you so much trust, you're so close to them, you know, they know everything about you in and out, you talk to them, you're so free with them, you know, they know what is bothering you. When you're sitting down quietly, they know what you're thinking of. Nowadays, we have them, they call them besties. Those are bestie, this is my bestie, you know, in most cases, people define bestie now as someone that you're so close to, someone that knows virtually everything about you. So those ones are intimate friends. And all other types of love can issue between them. But if, let's say they are of the same sexes now, let's say a lady and a lady now, Eros love shouldn't exist between them. If Eros love is ensuing between them, it's becoming something else. Lesbianism is erupting. And if it's a male and a male, if everyone's love is ensuing between them, then something is, you know, is ensuing. Homosexuality, you know, is ensuing between them. So it should be the pure form of love, the agape love, the feeling love, the fellowship love, you know, all other love, those strong love, platonic love that should ensure between them. And there are some friends that you may not want to give all this type of love, but in most cases, your intimate friends, the topmost love that should ensure between you and your intimate friends should be agape love. A love that it is not dependent on the other person to do or to be anything. Now, let's talk about acquaintanceships. Acquaintanceships can be people. Maybe just your, you know, college mates, your schoolmates, not all your schoolmates are your friends, your college mates, your schoolmates, you know, people at your place of work, your colleagues at your place of work, you know, your colleagues at your, you know, worship centers or worship places. Those ones are acquaintances. The types of love that should ensue mostly between you people should be just platonic love. It should be what? Platonic love or agape love. Nothing more, no strings attached. Pure love. Now, let's talk about romantic relationships. I know some of you would have been expecting that. Yay! Okay, romantic relationships. There was a day I was telling a friend of mine. I was telling the friend, I said, you see, the type of love that you will have for your best friend is a male. I was telling him, I said, the type of love that you have for your best friend, the type of love you will have for your parents, the type of love that you have for your siblings could be almost the same thing. Although, you know, there are some friends that when you look at their importance in your life, you'll be like, gosh, these people are kind of more valuable than your parents. No, your parents are so valuable. We understand. But with their impact, you know, some people are kind of unlucky when it comes to parents. May God help us. But there are some people that, nope, the type of love they have for their parents is top-notch. It can't be compared with anything. I hope you understand. So I was telling the person that irrespective of the type of love that you have for your parents or for your so-called best friends or for your siblings, I bet it with you that the person you have virtually all the types of love for will still be your what? Will still be your partner. Will still be your partner that you have a romantic relationship with, which can be your what? Your wife or your husband. Your wife or your husband. So your wife or your husband will have all these types of love. But agape, philia, philousia, pragma, storge, all types of love. Eros, most importantly, that is where the love is coming from. You know, eros, you know, all this romantic stuff, all these lovey-dovey scenes. It is eros that is in display. So, my dear listeners, I know you've really enjoyed this section. You've known different types of love for different types of relationships. So, be cautious, listen to it again, and try to what? Act accordingly. Where you ought to shower Eros love, please shower it. Where you ought to shower agape love, do not hesitate to shower it. We're gonna see next time on podcast with a very exciting and lovely episode. I'm still your girl, Bola Gitaiwo Indamola Arsenat. Bye. Thank you.